Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 300 and dose installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig. We got Ray. We got Ian. We're all here this week. The gang's all here. Huzzah, huzzah. Whoever that phrase goes.
Howdy.
Captain Enthusiasm. This is the week of 721 to 728 still, as always, in the year of our COVID. It's never going to end.
That's a true story.
Ugh, Lord. The variants and the cases and the things and the... so painful. And your 5-day four-star crash! Out of Titans. On the 16th, you had Carol versus Iron Man. Did you Carol?
Yeah. Carol can't be stopped.
She's real strong.
She's still one of the best.
Yeah.
Even against Iron Man.
Oh, you got her champ.
Now, I've had her champ for a while. She's definitely was one of the most, you know, worthwhile characters to pursue.
Sure.
As far as a championing goes. Now, I was looking over our divergent builds, and I don't like to ask you guys ability questions when you're underprepared, but maybe one of our patrons or listeners or someone. Oh, good. Sorry, I got sidetracked. I'll finish this thought before I have another thought.
Okay.
Does her yellow do something other than reduce countdown tiles?
If it does, I'm not aware of it. That's what I use it for.
Okay. Why do you guys have it higher than a 3?
It's a really good question.
All right.
Oh, it also improves friendly strike attack protect tiles.
Okay.
And it's by a significant amount.
As a passive or when it... Oh, when a countdown expires,
yes.
It buffs the... Okay.
So that's...
I get it.
That's its passive.
I will reconsider my build then.
Like, for at level 3, it's improving things by 304. At level 5, it's increasing things by 669.
Okay. You've won me back. I didn't think it did anything other than make a countdown tile 0, and it seemed to do that at all the levels.
Right.
So sure. I thought that, you know, AP generation and potential damage dealing that the green does was more valuable, but boosting her own strike tiles, I like where that's going.
Yeah, I tend to not like the powers that rely on the opponent to do certain things.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
But yeah.
Until I just gained this new information, I just didn't know it did anything.
I think that I was using her also with specifically for that, using her with like Clint or something to, you know, reduce countdowns and increase my tile strength, so yeah.
All right, number next was the good old Melonhead versus Elektra. That started the day. I'm assuming Ian has not played it yet.
No, I did.
Oh, crazy.
I did. I got to jump on things, and it went shockingly horrible and then predictably awesome.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I went one time, and I went, oh, that's right. AI-controlled Elektra is perfect in every way, and she somehow has the ability to make the tiles that I need disappear off the board.
Right.
Suspiciously convenient cascades.
Very true.
And then the next time, he buffs tiles so much so quickly.
Right.
And she puts them on the board to be destroyed. And I was like, wow, this is, yeah. So I was able to correctly manage her ability to get black, and she was doomed.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to get a bunch of purple right off the bat, and it put the invisibility tile in the top corner of the screen and just left it there. So, yeah, I waited for her to fire purple and then just managed to, you know, match her to death.
All right, and then number next is going to be Silk versus some guy.
Yeah.
Or girl. I don't know. Something.
It's unknown.
Versus a something to be determined later. Well, I'm assuming someone has determined it, but...
I don't remember what she does, but I'm pretty sure I really liked using her, so I don't think it... I mean, who knows who she's up against, but...
I don't know. You're the only one of us who has a champ, Silk.
Sure.
My Cindy Lou Who is at a 4-2-2. Ian's got the ever-popular 0-0-1.
I will not be successful in that battle.
I don't know what the yellow one does, so hopefully that one's good, because that's my highest one. let's see. In event world, Thick as Thieves is wrapping up. That'll get you Quicksilver, Pirate Kitty, and some shards for TV's Wanda. Placement is Kingpin and some Green Goblin shards. And in one of Ian's favorites, Galactus Hungers is tomorrow.
Mm. I don't dislike that one, do I?
I don't think so.
Nope. That's an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah. Mohawk and Kingpin there on the Alliance. It is Daredevil and Lizard. Ooh, I could use me some Lizard covers.
He is well.
That's nice. In the Hay Season Soul Season, Starfall is running. That'll get you Sentry. Baby Groot. Placement is Rogue and some Hella Shards. And if you haven't finished up your Shield Simulator yet, that's still Punisher, Squirrel Girl, and Mantis.
Great. So, Alpha, I wasn't going to ask. The only thing I was going to ask was why you hadn't changed it until this episode. That guy headlined WrestleMania 1, and you were still some rando with a mask. Believe me, when Mr. Wonderful dies, I'm aware.
Yeah. Sad times.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he lived a full, happy life, I hope.
It's probably true. Let's do the second thing first. Hey, there's, have you been doing these puzzle quest clues?
We've had three now. Yes, but I've got no rewards for them, so I've stopped.
Oh, right, you're on Steam.
Yep, I'm on Steam, so I am punished. When I click on the link just my email link just takes me back to the original question.
I saw that people were opening up tickets with...
Oh, I have no doubt. I'm sure if I reached out to support, they would help me instantly. I don't care. Typing a letter to support is more work than I'm willing to put forward.
Right. Yeah, I forgot about that. I had read online that Steam people were opening up a ton of tickets all of a sudden.
Yep. That's okay, Alpha. I wasn't here last week either. I didn't mean to shame you. I just, you're usually my source. And the fact that I knew about it before I heard it from you shocked me. Yeah, I'm sure Steam people, I'm glad it's not just me. I'm sorry that all the Steam people are having issues, but yeah. I've answered the first three, but
okay.
I might do the fourth one just
in case they roll something out otherwise. Yeah. We got release notes, so we got a clue. Ian, you sitting down?
I am not.
Don't fall asleep with your feet then.
I know. I'm in a stressful squat position trying to keep myself awake.
If we hear a loud crash, that's Ian.
That's what happened. All right, yeah, new clue. Is it only one clue this time?
It is.
What?
The clue is, wisdom doesn't always come with age. So here's my thought.
Okay.
We just got a new Kitty Pryde. Yes?
Yeah.
Her one-time former paramour is a guy by the name of Pete Wisdom. So they're going to big, deep cut here. They're bringing in Pete Wisdom.
Okay. Ray, do you have any idea who it actually is?
So, not really. I don't...
So, wait. Now, is the clue trying to suggest that someone is incredibly young and wise, or old and foolish?
I would probably go with the first version.
Okay.
See, the only thing that came to my mind, I don't think they would be putting this character in, Odin. His wisdom did not come from age, but he traded an eyeball for it, so, you know.
Okay.
Oh, Odin would be sweet.
Yeah, I don't hate that at all.
But then I saw something online that I think was a spoiler, and I think I'm wrong, so...
Oh, okay.
But I don't know.
Yeah, you also thought it was going to be Crossbones, so...
Well, I was really hopeful.
I know. I appreciate that.
All right, another release notes there. Kitty Pryde there is in the new events.
Man, when it turned out to be her instead of Crossbones, I was almost as happy as when it was an infinite kaleidoscope of light.
The last clue for the puzzle challenge is coming in on the 23rd. Puzzle Ops is returning just for Ian on July 29th. Get the right color AP to win. And then it says, share some MPQ love. Log in on the 30th and celebrate the International Day of Friendship with a free gift. So that's nice. Additional things. Mission rewards can now be tapped to view more information, including character details for character comics and shards. Missions that only require a character for a single slot now display an info button. Selecting this button shows a pop-up with a list of which characters or character categories can be used in that slot. This button only displays when the slot is selected. I've seen that somewhere, a little blue eye. That was new.
I have not seen it. Okay. Yeah.
Missions that only allow a team of two characters or fewer no longer display a shield logo on the slots that cannot be filled. Seems like a weird thing to change. Was that bugging somebody?
Apparently.
Several powers that move or change tiles now correctly display a power cannot fire pop-up when attempting to fire them when Thanos' infinite power is on the board instead of consuming AP with no effect. Thanos been in this game how many years now?
A couple.
This is still causing a problem?
Couple, three, four.
Yeah. Null's Immortal Coil now deals the correct amount of damage back when a cascade of matches are made by the targeted character. All right, that sounds good. John Rambo's Supply Drone passive now correctly displays a banner when the repeater tile is created. So, there you go. Some fixes coming your way. Couple three UI changes. That's the news. What other news you guys got?
I don't think I have anything. I haven't been paying I've been purposefully not paying attention to local news, so
I don't know if there's anything exciting in local news.
Oh no. I'm getting too excited. I'm sorry.
You hear Ian's, I'm better. Ian's head just thuds off the table here in a second.
Nope, I'm back.
Alright, Ian, it's all you then. What's in the top three?
Oh gross. Top three. That's one of my favorites. I feel like, if we remember correctly, a few weeks ago, we decided this week's top three were to be our top three extinct animals. I don't know where we are in the roundup, so I'm just going to start over with myself and mentally move through us from there. So when I was perusing possibilities for this list, one of the things that, because there were lots of good options, and I'm never excited that an animal is extinct, but for this list particularly, I wanted to focus on at least make sure my three were animals that more or less, again, by being hold on, I'm trying to think of phrase this appropriately.
Okay.
With them being extinct, they're not just like a, and I understand that all the animals are in fact extinct and they are their own species. But when there are things that are not extinct that are virtually identical, I was less motivated by that extinction.
Sure.
And I don't want to call any of them out in case they're on anybody else's list, so I'll just start with my list. The number three of my favorite extinct animals was the elephant bird.
What?
I don't know that
animal. Elephant bird?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Oh my gosh, it's the largest bird that's ever existed. It weighed over 1,500 pounds. It had eggs twice the size of my head.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I'm excited because scientists have been able to extract elephant bird DNA from their fossilized giant eggs and are working on potentially reversing the extinction process. They've been extinct for a very long time, so that is why they're not necessarily on any radars.
Man, that would be like even better than like turkey wings. Like, look at the wings I could make on that thing.
Yeah, I would be super exciting. I mean, obviously, you got to get them a lot back from extinction before we can start eating them. This isn't the Matthew Broderick's 1989 hit The Freshman, where we're eating Komodo dragons and other such exotic animals. But yeah, elephant birds, I think they died out back in, I'm pretty sure, like the 1600s.
Huh. Okay.
So, Ray, you're number three.
Sure. So I'm trying to do some research really quick here because my number three is exceptionally similar. It is the moa bird.
Oh, no, that's a totally different region.
Is it? Okay.
Oh, yeah, that was, was that New Zealand?
It's,
What's that?
It's like 12 feet tall, weighing like 400 and some pounds, I think.
Oh, yeah, the elephant bird's much bigger, but yeah, the moas were a New Zealand critter. They were huge.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. Yeah, they were, moas are more like ostrich or emus
Yeah, fairly similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks very much like an ostrich, just even bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, massive.
Holy cow, that's a scary thing. I do not want coming at me. I would have shot it, and I think that's what happened.
That's yeah, right. That according to the article that I found it in, yes, DNA testing proved that humans were the main cause of the demise of the moa, which I don't doubt. If I see that in the wild, I'm probably running or killing it. Like, those are the right options.
Yeah, the problem is usually those things, you really can't outrun them because they run fast.
No, I feel like you could very easily craft their claws into an intimidating weapon.
Ooh.
Some sort of moa staff.
Ooh, that sounds dangerous.
It's like a cursed monkey paw combined with a...
Well, we could write a whole movie based on this, Ian. The moa staff and like whoever's got the staff, bad things happen, but... You have to keep killing people with the staff, you know, to keep the good things happening to you and bad things happening to other people. I could rate that real quick over a weekend. Let's get this in front of a movie producer.
All right.
Well, clearly, we could get it at least to be a Netflix eight episode.
A Netflix original series.
So if you make their claws into a trident, does that make it a moa?
Oh, that's snap. A terrible pun. I love that so much.
That was from Samurai. Credit.
That was
awful. That one's gross. Shame on you. That's fantastic.
So now we got to get him to star in this TV show on Netflix, too.
All right.
Momoa's Moas.
Savage booing. What do you got, Craig?
My number three is just because I like the name and the fact that there's not a minor version, but there is the Great Auk.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sad that there's no, like, lesser Auk or right. minor Auk.
Or just an Auk.
There's no Auks. Only the Great Auk.
Right.
But pretty much it's a giant penguin.
Yeah. Which, in their own right, are much larger than they are in my mind.
Penguins? Yeah, penguins are pretty good size.
Penguins are not small.
Yeah. But from what I understand, this was the first animal that was found. And then when they found penguins later, you know, they were also kind of called Auks or something because they thought they were the same thing, but, you know.
Okay.
Not. But I don't know. I like the name. It's the Great Auk.
Sure. That's fair. All right. For number two, I have drifted into more familiar territory. The recently extinct Tasmanian tiger is my number two. Mm. Their jaw span is so exciting. I need them to be rediscovered. I assume they are extinct. No one has seen one in closing in on 100 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do hear, you know, as recently as 2019, I heard reports of people in New Zealand and the Australian outback claiming that they had spotted something that they thought was a Tasmanian tiger, but people are usually wrong.
Yeah, probably dingo.
Keeping my hopes low. But yeah, Tasmanian tiger, solid number two. Ray?
Okay. So my number two is, I didn't know its name before. It is a quagga.
Oh, is that the half zebra, half horse?
Yes, it is.
Or a zebra that runs out of stripes halfway through its body?
Yeah, not even half. It's got a zebra head and shoulders and then like a horse's rest of its body.
Yeah.
It was a horse.
It was a quagga.
Hunted to extinction in 1883, so not that long
ago.
Why?
That seems so weird. A, why hunt that to extinction? But B, why did that even develop? Like, the point of the zebra stripes is supposed to be, you know, to confuse pests and things.
Right.
So that they don't get bitten.
That, and when you're running through the tall grass of the savannah,
right, you get some camo. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand this half and half design.
Well, then it deserved to be extinct. Take that, quagga.
Yeah, that's right. Natural selection had nothing to do with it because mankind killed them. But there you go.
So supposedly it has the DNA closest of a zebra. So I imagine it was some sort of offshoot from the zebra where the stripes were like fading or something. I don't know.
All right.
Craig, number two.
My number two is now dated a week because last week was Shark Week on the Discovery Channel. So clearly I had to go with the Megalodon.
Okay.
It's big. It's Shark. Who's Shark Week?
That's a lot of exciting, at least one exciting movie named after it.
Was there only one? Maybe there were two.
I don't know. The Meg is the only one I can think of.
Okay.
There could be other Megalodon-themed movies straight to sci-fi that I have not seen.
Did you see, now we're talking about this real quick. Did you see on Reddit, somebody posted a video of something called like a sunfish or something, and it was like ginormous.
Oh, no. That 100-pound fish they found over off the coast of Oregon?
Yeah, somewhere. There was a diver down next to it.
Yeah.
And he just looked tiny compared to this giant fish.
Yeah, some like 100-pound looking crazy fish washed up. Ooh, yeah, that's just a sunfish are huge.
Yeah, no, this was a video of an underwater of a diver by one. He just looked really tiny compared to the size of
this
fish.
Oh no, there's been this weird 100-pound fish that's been in my news feed for like the last week and a half.
Yeah, it's not a sunfish though. I don't know what it was.
No, not at all.
Yeah, sunfish there you go. Like, look at that picture.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big fish.
Yes, it really is.
Good Lord, that's, again, why I don't go in the ocean. They can live there. I will live up here.
Yeah, it's like, you know, a spider gets in my house, I kill the spider. I get in their ocean, I would be understanding.
Yeah. If it says, what you doing down here, son, you ain't supposed to be here, and it eats you, that was your fault. Well, what are you doing down there?
I'm not going to get quite as deep as you're suggesting. I'm certainly not going to live in the ocean, but, you know, if you're giving me a choice, I'm sadly with you. I will always pick a pool over natural water.
Yeah.
All right. So the terror of natural water aside, I'm going to move on to my number one.
All right.
Which for me was disappointingly easy because of the list and it seems obvious, but I mean, it's the poster child for extinct animals.
It sure is.
You can't not pick the dodo.
Yep.
I mean, to explain extinct animals.
It went the way of the dodo.
To a child.
Yeah, that's the phrase.
They say the dodo. Yeah. Go the way of the dodo. Mean something that is no longer cute. I mean, it's... is also a great Warner Brothers character. But yeah, the dodo is an easy number one, and I took the easy way out.
That was my honorable mention. Because how could you not mention, you know?
Right. Well, then hit me with your actual number one.
All right, so my number one, as we had previously discussed, is the Tasmanian tiger.
Oh. Should be. Look at that thing.
I mean, that video is actually a little creepy. When it yawns there in the beginning, that's quite a jaw span you got there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it looks cool. It's definitely, you know, a cool looking predator.
I wonder if it would like a nice cool glass of OJ.
I don't fully get it, but it was weird, and I appreciate it.
I don't get it at all.
Tasmanian Devil's dad. That was one of his catchphrases on the cartoon. Is, you know, a nice call to a glass of OJ.
Wow. Okay.
Craig is just one deep cut after another. Why don't you bring this around?
I went with the dodo, though. You know, I mean, it's the phrase. It is the catchphrase for all things that are dead.
It really is.
So what are you going to do?
It really is. So now that does anybody have any other honorable mentions?
It was just the dodo.
No.
Okay. So there is obviously what I was getting at earlier was, you know, there's a whole long list of extinct animals that I just didn't make my list, not to, you know, disparage any of them. But, you know, like a black-footed ferret instead of a regular ferret. I don't care. You know, a Cuban macaw instead of a regular macaw, a passenger pigeon instead of a regular pigeon. I'm like, I get it that they're extinct and it's a tragedy, but whatever. If they still exist in abundance in a very, very, very similar form, they weren't making my list. That's where I was going with my stammering bad English at the beginning of the list.
I think I kind of did the same thing. Like, one of the animals that almost made my list was a Caspian tiger, but I didn't include it because...
Yeah.
It's a tiger.
It's a tiger. It's,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very cool,
sure.
Large tiger, but still. Yep. Yeah.
Nope. I very much agree with you. All right. That's good. Top three. Let's segue into some lazy trivia segment. So I don't know what you guys did last week. Apparently you answered trivia that I had forgotten about in previous weeks to answer. And I did, even with like two whole weeks to forget about trivia. I think I remembered loosely what I asked. I can't remember how I stitched together the question, but let's say the answer was M'Baku. Does that sound familiar?
Right. The guy who challenged T'Challa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. His former nemesis turned friend turned some sort of, I don't know. I think he's a superhero slash villain when he's not battling Black Panther, but M'Baku was the answer. This week, we're going to go with a little Endgame trivia. So in Endgame, when Tony and Nebula are stranded in space. They're playing a game to help pass the time. Do you remember what they were playing? Again, it's not that trivia-y, but, you know, it's more of a pointless movie detail. But they can't all be winners. So, Iron Man and Nebula are stranded in space, and they're playing a game to pass the time. Next week, I'll tell you what that game was.
It was an enjoyable scene to me. So, yes, I recall.
Yeah. Okie doke.
Owen and I play it all the time. He loves it.
Willie, what you got in the mailbag then?
Not a whole lot. However, over on, where was this from? I think this was off of Reddit. Alpha said that, a real quick throwback, Matt Damon, if you remember, as we mentioned last time, played Loki in the play that Loki put on in Ragnarok. He was also played the character Loki in Kevin Smith's Dogma.
Oh yeah, that was his. That's he was the angel Loki.
So he, you know, was a natural fit. That's why he was the fake Loki, is because he's already played a Loki. So
right, ha, that's a good movie.
Norman B also said, "I know you're not doing the pie of the week anymore, but I had to share this glorious and majestic travesty. The Stargazy pie. It came up in my Facebook feed and is genuinely unsettling. You are correct. However, if you go back and listen to all the pie segments." I'm like 99% sure we did the Stargaze pie.
We totally did Stargazer pie.
You can go ahead and be 100% sure.
Okay. 100% guaranteed.
About, Right. We talked about how you have to place them at a 45-degree angle so the juices run back into the pie, but so that some of the heat from the pie can vent out the mouths. Ugh. Yeah.
Ugh. It's like one of the worst things ever. So I didn't mind bringing it back up again.
English cuisine.
The other thing we got was an email from Virus Hunter. He says that my alliance was talking about the Colossus and Wanda team. One of the members of the alliance likes calling it Colanda because it sounds like Pina Colada. And they then tweaked the Pina Colada song to make it fit and thought it would be great if Craig would sing it on air. However, I don't think Craig's on board. So
no dice.
I will do a William Shatner version. If you like MPQ Colandas and not getting caught in your hops, if you're not into grilling, if you have half a Thor, if you like clearing nodes at midnight after the first flip in CL10, then I'm the alliance that you're looking for. Line to me and escape. So you can go ahead and put that to your Pina Colada tune and enjoy it all you like.
So, first of all, yes. The song is called Escape.
Oh, sure.
True story.
Second of all, I didn't love any part of that. I mean, I understand, you know, taking some liberties to fit things into the... but I mean, that was... that was grotesque at times. Wow.
I like we got Fozzie Bear in the Discord.
Weird Al would be turning over in his grave if he heard that.
Fozzie Bear doing the Waka Waka Landa. it was pretty bad. I'm pretty sure that's why Craig vetoed it. So
also, I like to just call that the Infidelity song because that's really what it's about.
But I like that. That they both can laugh about it at the end.
I'm cheating on you. I'm cheating on you too.
That's good stuff.
Wow. Yeah, let's go on a date. Oh,
remember when we needed the newspaper to cheat on each other?
Ah, classic times. Bring it back. Perfect date.
Newspaper.
Ray remembers perfect date.
Yeah, unfortunately, I do.
That thing was the worst.
What's wrong with yoga? Good and good for you.
Wait, where did yoga come in on this?
Yeah, that's apparently one of the requirements. For him to have an affair is they can't be into yoga.
Oh, because that's something that hippies do. You don't want to be dating a hippie.
There are so many things wrong with that statement.
I thought he was looking for something on the side. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. So, sorry, if you were waiting on me. That was it. That's all I had. So, hey, thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right, moving on then. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just wanted to
pump.
You
up.
That was the most delicate of all claps.
I tried to tone down my clap, thinking there could be two claps if I don't overwhelm Discord with a clap. So I did this little off to my side theater clap, and it only half worked, apparently. Let's see what's up with these crazy boosted characters. Oh, 3-star Bullseye is boosted. I love that guy. He's wacky. He's a little bit different. He throws special tiles at you, puts out tons of strike tiles. That's good living. The damage that he does from his purple, from throwing special tiles at you, will be boosted. The special tiles he generates will be stronger. I don't think his green will be affected, unless it does some damage when you clear those tiles, but, you know, less so. Oh, Captain Marvel. Protectile damage dealing, AP generating. She's A-okay. She's no 4-star Captain Marvel, but nor should she be. So she'll do a little bit more damage with her Sonic Boom and her, let's say, Photon Blasts?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Doc Ock, his attack tiles boosted. The damage that he does for matching special tiles with his blue will be boosted, as will the damage that he does from his green. Good old Hulk, green and red will do more damage. Black will do more damage to you if you have it at level 5. And Thanos, you know, more damage from his court death. I think they just made some changes to one of his other two powers. That sounded like something Craig mentioned earlier.
Yeah, they made it work better.
Oh, great.
Doesn't do damage, but you know.
Right. All right, let's see about these 4- and 5-star characters. Who's up? Good old Blade. The non-day walker. He is boosted. He does all kinds of damage. Good for him. He's doing red damage if you have enough red AP. Green damage. Green AoE with his tools of the trade. Puts out strike tiles if you don't have enough red AP. He is surprisingly effective for a Forgotten 4-star. My newest, oldest nemesis, who just beat up Charles Xavier. Elektra is boosted. She's got black trap tiles to help her avoid damage. She puts out bigger strike tiles so that she can be later killed by those same strike tiles. And her Ballet of Death does more damage every turn. Miles Morales, when he surprises you from hide and seek, more damage and more damage out of that Venom Blast. Possibly the greatest 4-star rework in the game, if not definitely top 3. Ironheart is boosted this week. She does more damage with her blue, tons of damage with her remote control gauntlets, and some damage with her green as well. Now, I really want to know what is going on behind Don Cheadle in this picture of Don Cheadle, and why Mr. Freeze from the Batman franchise is behind him shouting, but I also am happy to not know because it's unsettling. But Craig's longtime favorite War Machine is boosted. His countdown tile damage is increased for his red. His countdown damage green is increased. And his blue damage also increased. Oh no, that's the end. Nope, it's okay. Just some mild indigestion. Let's see what these 5-star guys are up to. Black Panther is boosted. More damage from the Panther's Prey. Does some more damage from his red. And, hey, what do you know? More damage from his yellow. Good for him. Oh, everybody's new favorite Colossus is boosted. I'm sure that'll go well because he already didn't have enough hit points and he already didn't resist enough damage.
Yeah, I'm curious what those hit points are going to be at now.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
He'll do more damage with his blue and more damage with his black. The one-time greatest character in Marvel Puzzle Quest, and now a shocking mediocrity in the 5-star world, Gambit, is boosted. More damage from his aces and eights, and more damage from his Raging Cajun. And everybody's favorite Wolverine Samurai Daken. His Yato is better, his strike tiles are bigger, more damage from his black, and more damage from half of his green, and more healing from the other half of his green. See what Samurai has to say about all these guys and their boosted. See, get ready for a 5-star PvP to slow to a crawl. There are two types of teams this week, Colossus and someone, and targets. So apparently, you have to use Colossus, or you're not going anywhere because he's boosted and unstoppable. Now, 4-stars, Ironheart and Blade come highly recommended. Ironheart makes red, and Blade goes crazy once he gets enough red and kills everybody. And, you know, she doesn't need his help. She could kill everybody with her own red.
Yeah.
But, you know, why not pair them together and see how that goes?
Yeah, Rai Rai is real strong.
Yeah, for sure. And am I wrong? Are there off the top of your head, can you think of better 4-star reworks than her?
She might be the strongest that got redone.
Yeah, Samurai says 4-star Wasp. I mean, but still,
yeah,
I don't think
she was a real good rework, but Rai Rai can just mop you up when she's boosted.
Well, yeah, I remember at launch, Rai Rai was not super good.
Yeah, she was okay.
She was barely okay. Right. And then all of a sudden, she was amazing. And I my memory's getting cloudy.
I just know that, you know, when you have those events where, you know, she's boosted in the, what is it, the shield, whatever thing, or welcome to shield, whatever it is, and she punches me into the air 7,000 times in one match with that stupid green power.
Yeah.
Oh, it's infuriating.
Well,
that is frustrating. That node, but yeah, absolutely.
That node, they put her with a thug who generates green for her. So
yep, and you're just always in the air.
That's true. Mordo also had a good rework, but again, yeah, I think.
Nope. But I agree. I think Wasp, Mordo, and Ironheart can all be, you know, would all be at the. They'd be on my top 3 list of 4-star reworks.
I know, Mr. Fantastic. But,
yeah, so that's who's boosted. Listen to me now, believe me later. Thanks as always. To Mystify.
That's over to team up time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
All right. So this week, I totally stole this from Reddit. However, I'm totally giving credit, so I don't know if that qualifies as stealing. So Galactus Hungers, I hear, is an event coming up tomorrow. Do you not know who to use against Galactus in that event? Well, here you go. Do you not have a very good roster? Maybe you're still trying to flesh out your three stars, working into four star territory? Here you go. I bet you have these guys. This is from I Own This Username on Reddit, who posts,
"Oh, this team up is dope.
I'm past using this team, but it used to make an easy work of Galactus and made this boss one of the easiest ones to reach max individual progression when I first started playing this game, and all bosses seem so intimidating. So here's the strategy. It's Iron Man 40, 3-star, 3-star Hawk Guy, and 2-star Black Widow, and you can dominate Galactus. So you got Iron 40, who generates blue with his yellow. Obviously, he's a generator, but he says any quick blue AP battery can work. If you've got Vulture, he can work, but just make sure that he goes airborne before having the 10 blue, or he'll destroy your countdown tiles and ruin the rest of the plan for the team. So generate blue. You can do that with IM40. Hawkeye generates blue and purple with every match of an enemy special tile, and Galactus will be providing those for you. Then you use Black Widow to extend the timers with her blue and steal all of Galactus's AP, anything that he manages to get with her purple, and also fed from Hawkeye. So you're going to be getting purple from Hawkeye as well for matching away those tiles. So you always try to match enemy countdowns to get it rolling. It eventually runs so smoothly that you can put countdowns to whatever highest number you want, which makes me wonder how high these counters go, and I'll probably try and figure that out this week. I did see an image that he posted, and yeah, like all the countdown tiles were up in double digits. Like you had, you know, 10, 11, 12, 13 rounds before any of his tiles would be going off. So yeah, it may not be the quickest, but it's definitely a way to survive Galactus and get past him without losing your team. So if you're just starting out or you want to just try it out, especially in the low levels, it'll be super easy. Again, IM40, I would put him at a 3-5-5. All the only important thing is that you have 5 yellow. Hawkeye at a 3-5-5 as well. And Black Widow, I would probably do a 5-5-3 because you're going to be wanting to use her purple and blue. So there you go. That's your team up this week in order to help beat Galactus. Brought to you, as always, by Unify.
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 All right, Ian, open Steam.
I'm there.
Do it, Doug.
I'm ready. I'm ready to strike. I'm less ready than I lied. Sorry. Okay, I'm here now. Oh, no. Namor. Atlantis attacks.
Imperious Rex.
No, it was Atlantis attacks.
Got it.
That probably takes my Namor to like a 1-1. No. Wow, he's cruising. He is now a 2-0-2.
Yeah. I got 9.
Wow.
Open.
All right, I'll go first. I've got 4. My first one's a 4-star Mysterio. Numero dos is another 4-star Tea Break for Elsa Bloodstone. Number 3, there we go, we got a purple. It is a Wanda.
Ooh.
And number 4 is another Wanda, Mystical Feedback.
You are the worst.
I am the worst. Mainly because I already have her champed, and I'm just adding levels.
Oh.
So I was really hoping for some null there.
Let's see. My
well of empathy for you is drying up quickly.
My first one is good old Hulkbuster. Number 2, Rye Will-I-Ams. Apparently I'm just going to get Iron Man. Oh, nope, there's a Wanda. Mystical Feedback.
Nice.
Nova. Star-Lord. Elsa, a Bloodstone Gem. A Mordo, Power with Purpose. Here's another Piers of Purple. The Accusa, Swift Hammer of Justice. And finally, a Valkyrie. So I got 2 purple. That's way better luck than I normally have. So
for sure.
Not too shabby. My Ronin is in the poop house. Where'd that Wanda go? Wanda is now at the ever-popular 0-1-1. What is that? 3. She's at 3. So there you go.
Nice. Well done.
Thanks, as
is
always.
Is Null even still in Latest Legends?
Who's that?
Did I mishear you when you said you were hoping for Null?
No, that is what I was hoping for.
Is he still in Latest Legends?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I believe it is currently Null, Scarlet Witch, and Ronin.
That makes sense.
Well, I've got two more to open now, so I'm just going to open them.
Do it, Doug.
Ronin the Accuser, Uncompromising Power.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh my god, another 5-star. Wanda, Scarlet Witch, welcome to my reality. So, 4 out of 11.
Wow.
Yeah, that's outrageous.
Crazy odds. Now my Wanda's also in the poop house.
Nice. She went from a 0-1-1 to a 1-1-1.
Yeah, and Ronin's a 1-1-2.
Oh. Uh-huh.
I am living the big life. And get this, Ian, I have over a million ISO. It's crazy.
Oh, wow. But that happens sometimes. I thought it was the
amount of... Yeah, I've got 8,000 hero points.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
And I just had to spend 2,000 to get a slot, like, yesterday.
Huh.
Or whenever I got... I think whenever I got Wanda, I had to spend 2,000 to get a slot. So, yeah, I was over 10,000.
That's crazy for you.
Yeah, it's absurd.
I am... Alpha said that that's cute, your million ISO. I'm curious what...
I never have that much.
I'm curious what how much ISO Alpha has.
2.5. So, more, but not as dramatically more as I was anticipating.
Yeah. I hit 9 million a couple weeks ago, and then...
Good lord.
When I champed Scarlet and Ronin, I'm back down to like an 8.6 million, so...
So, also in Discord, I noticed a Galactus Cactus pun, which I get, obviously, they rhyme. But that's never where I go to first. Am I the only person who giggled in chemistry class when he found out that galactose was a simple sugar? Like, whenever we were learning about milk sugars, and they'd be like, galactose, I'd be like, ah!
I don't know, it makes me laugh now.
Okay, good.
I'm going to have to go with yes, Ian, it was just you.
All right, I'm okay with that.
Okay. I have never actually heard the term galactose before.
I mean, it makes it even funnier when I think about galactose hungers. I'm like, yeah.
All right, that second joke was better. All right, Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Oh, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Wings, Galactus, shows about wrestling, Paul Orndorff memorials. If you'd like to find out specifically what I'm talking about, check out the Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com, where you can find a complete archive of all the shows, current and past, on the podcast network, the Soon to Be Named Network.
Yeah, I mean, the last couple of years, we've been losing a lot of the classic wrestlers from today, man.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, that's to be expected.
Sad times.
Yeah.
Back before McMahon really ruined everything. Jerk.
Well, you know, once you get a monopoly on something, you can just kind of go nuts.
Yeah. Anything else for the Go to the Order?
Negative.
I think I'm good.
Thanks for having me back on the show.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comment, suggestions, shoot him at Ray. He feels lonely. If you want to throw us a bone, click on that Amazon banner. Buy yourself a little something. We get a little something on the back end. Or if you want the direct swag, it's cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3. But that's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, beware the rolling tumbleweeds. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night. That was a good one. I like that.
Yeah, I didn't hate that at all.
Losing my touch then.